Welcome to Sunshine Studios, home of the Steve Piasecki podcast. Dead Stripper is the first book in the Steve Piasecki series, but a word of caution before you continue. Dead Stripper contains explicit content, such as strong language and the depiction of graphic sex and violence, including murder. Therefore, this podcast might not be suitable for all audiences. Forewarned is forearmed. And now, into Chapter 13 of Dead Stripper, we'll go with Detectives Bishop and Gerber to the Media Station Apartments to start investigating the death of the Dead Stripper. Scene 43. Early the next morning. Media Station Apartments. Detectives Bishop and Gerber are sitting behind a desk inside the manager's office. The manager's name is Denny, a skinny hipster around 30 with a man bun and a scruffy beard. He's scrolling through his computer looking for the surveillance video from the night the stripper died, but he's having trouble finding it. "Don't tell me you erased it," Detective Bishop says. "Relax," the hipper says. "I know it's here. Somewhere. Ah, here it is. Start around midnight." The hipster fast forwards the video, then pauses. "Check it out." The hipster swings the monitor around and hits play. The video is clear enough for the detectives to see a tall brunette approaching the entrance to the building. "Is that her? Hang on." The hipster pauses the video and leans around to get a better look at the monitor. "Yeah, that's her. Can you zoom?" "No problem." The hipster stops the video, freezes the screen, then zooms closer on her face. "Close enough?" "Perfect." Both detectives take a good look at the woman on the screen. "Now keep going." The hipster hits play, and they see a white male come into view carrying a makeup case and two shopping bags. Scene 44. An hour later, at CID headquarters, Media Courthouse. Detectives Bishop and Gerber are now sitting in a conference room with Chief George. They're watching the same surveillance video on the big screen on the wall, and they get to the part where they see the tall brunette come walking into view. "Is that the victim?" the chief asks. "It is," Detective Bishop says. Now they see a white male come into view. "And is that the suspect?" "We believe it is." "What's he carrying?" "The bouncer told us that she left the club carrying a makeup case and two shopping bags." "That sure looks like a makeup case," the chief says, "and two shopping bags." "He told us that he saw the Uber driver load those items into the back of his vehicle." "And that's the Uber driver?" "Yes. Emily contacted Uber headquarters and obtained his identity. His name's Steven Piasecki, and Uber keeps recent face shots of all their drivers on file." She clicks a computer keyboard, pauses the video, then zooms in on the man's face. It takes three more clicks to superimpose the driver's Uber file photo right next to the face on the video. "That sure looks like the same guy to me," the chief says. "Now watch this." Detective Bishop restarts the video, and now they see the brunette lead the white male up several steps to the entrance to the building. The brunette opens the door and holds it open, and the white male enters the building carrying the makeup case and shopping bags. She follows him inside, then closes the door. "That," the chief says, "definitely places the suspect inside the building. Do you have a video that places him inside her apartment?" "Unfortunately, we do not." Detective Bishop stops the video. "They don't have any interior cameras at Media Station." "Review what we have so far," the chief instructs her. 1, we have an Uber driver transporting the victim home. 2, she's found dead the next day of an apparent drug overdose. 3, the driver's the last person seen with her. 4, we have a drug baggie in close proximity to the victim. 5, it's stamped with the Uber logo. And 6, we have a video with the victim and the Uber driver entering her building together. "Well," the chief says, "it sure looks like we found us a drug dealer." And that's the end of Chapter 13. Join us next time for Chapter 14, when we join Steve and Jess together a little while later, in bed, in his apartment, both still glistening with coital perspiration. And suddenly, there's a loud knock on his door and the command, "Police, open up." Join us for that one. Things are getting spicy. See you next time.